Well, it's exactly now 11 minutes after 4 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Saturday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. The 8th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1443. We welcome our beloved, senior, respected, honorable Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad, welcome to the program early this Saturday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Arafat. Jazakumullahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 8th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1443. And we focus on chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, and verses 68 and 69. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is giving humanity a warning that any time I can destroy and decimate and annihilate you, so don't feel that you are safe and secure, because Almighty Allah can unleash His punishment, chastisement any time. Hence chapter 17, verses 68 and 69. Afa amintum, the hamza you see in the starting, what our people call alif, is istifham, inkar, that is a rhetorical question. Afa amintum, what are you feeling safe and secure? أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمْ جَانِبَ الْبَرِّ, that Almighty Allah sinks you in one corner, in one part of the land and sand. So Almighty Allah sends the earthquake, Almighty Allah sends His punishment, and thousands and millions of people then are destroyed. So people then go and sink into the earth. أَوْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا, or are you feeling safe and sound and secure that He Almighty Allah sends hasiba, that is a storm, with such a storm that, remember, you find the stones coming down from the skies and so forth, as happened to the people of Lot, L-O-T, Prophet Lot, Nabi Lut alayhi salam, when his people committed the crime. They were the gay brigade, the homosexuality, sodomy. So Almighty Allah sent for them hasiba, such a scale, such a rain, that it was raining not water but stones upon them. And are you feeling safe? So if Almighty Allah wants on the land and sand, He can sink you into that sand. Or from the skies He can send, remember, we see the hailstones. So other kind stones can also come. That is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And then when a punishment comes, ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُوا لَكُمْ وَكِيلًا, then you do not find for yourself any helper, any assistant, nobody to help you after the punishment has come. So always beg Almighty Allah for afia. Allah Jalla Wala grant us safety, security, protection. And read, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. Allah continues, are you feeling safe? Am amintum, or are you feeling safe? أَنْ يُعِيدَكُمْ فِيهِ تَارَةً أُخْرَى, that Almighty Allah returns you to that where you are sunk into the ground. Oh, you must remember, the hailstones come, and so many problems. تَارَةً أُخْرَى, one more time. Human being, when the musibat, calamity, disaster afflicts them, then they become very remorseful, all. They will cry, they will petition, beg Almighty Allah. When things come back to normal, then the aggression, transgression, vices, sins all continue. As though as Allah forbid, al-iyazu billah, that Allah is our khadim, our servant. Rather than saying and believing we are the servants and slaves of Allah, we want to turn it upside down. We will only remember you, O Almighty Allah, at a time of calamity and disaster. Nay, the true Muslim must remember Almighty Allah day and night, fi sarra'i wa dharra', during prosperity and adversity. That is why we pray daily, five times a day, and that is the minimum. So if you feel like that, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sends for you, that you will be now a wind and so forth. فَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ قَاصِفًا مِّنَ الرِّيحِ. And He, Almighty Allah, sends a hurricane, the wind gale force. فَيُغْرِقَكُمْ. And then He drowns you. How many people Almighty Allah drowned them? The Pharaoh and his cronies. They said, the Pharaoh, I control this world. Ana rabbukumul a'la. I am divinity in the form of humanity. And in that same water, Almighty Allah drowned him. Allah saved his body for humanity and posterity, so it will be a lesson for them. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. And we see the people of Noah, Nuh alayhi salam. That 950 years he lived amongst them, the Quran Kareem states, فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. So 950 years, and what happened? وَمَا آمَنَ مَأَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Only 82 people or so embraced Islam. The rest rebelled, and they were kuffar, disbelievers, and proud about it. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accepted the dua of and the supplication of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, chapter number 54, verse number 10. Fada'a rabbahu anni maghlubun fantasir. He cried to Allah, Ya Allah, these people don't want to see me. Ya Allah, they insert their fingers in their ears. They cover their faces and eyes with their fabric and clothing. They say, we don't want to see you. They are hatred for the message and messenger. You punish them, Ya Allah, and assist me. Lo and behold, the deluge and the flood came, and all of them drowned in that water. The enemies of the message and the messenger and all met Allah Jalla Wala. So for yughriqakum, Allah let you drown, bima kafartum, because of your blasphemy, because of your disbelief. Thumma la tajidu lakum alayna bihi tabi'a. Thereafter you will not find against us anyone to seek any assistance. Because why? That all of them have passed away and all of them had died. So therefore me and you, we must beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. Beg Almighty Allah for afia, safety, say, and protection. Beg Almighty Allah that our country, just like yesterday. Yesterday was Jumu'ah Friday. Before Jummah prayer, Friday prayer, our Morana Tahseen, the son of Brother Abdul Mateen, yeah, in Lakefield, Benoni. We see that people came in full view of everybody. The videos are all gone viral, and we see they just picked him up. Now for us, this is of grave concern. We see most of the people that are being kidnapped, hijacked, whatever you want to call it, are Muslims. We don't say all, but definitely majority. So it seems that Muslims are being targeted here. We had the Moti children. We have our brother Salim Tayyab. Still we don't know about him. Before them, how many other Muslims were hijacked, kidnapped, and so forth? So majority, we don't say all, but majority. So where does this leave us in South Africa? Remember the politicians, I told you many a time, good for nothing, a bloated government, solely interested in filling their pockets and corruption. 45, 750 days plus minus of, you must remember, load shedding. What an indictment and disgrace, you must remember. Who will invest in the country that does not have a stable electricity system, power system, and so forth? And then our police force and law enforcement, majority corrupted like you can't believe. So you must remember, the Muslims, we need to take stock of ourselves. Our country, beautiful country, but we need to ask ourselves, how loyal are we to Almighty Allah? If we are loyal and these type of things happen, then it's a test and trial from Almighty Allah. But majority of us are not loyal. We are part-time Muslims. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. We want to please Allah simultaneously. We want to please Satan and Shaitan and Iblis. How many Muslims are reading 5 daily salah? A simple question. Majority don't read. And now November, December, what will happen? You will see all hell will break loose during the week, the holiday time and so forth. Things go from bad to worse. So then it is a punishment. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَىٰ. That is good thing still, that they are not harming the people. They collect their ransom and then release the people. So remember that this is the smaller punishment, not the bigger one. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that you human being, Allah is giving us another chance, that then they return more and more to Allah. So I beg you, O Muslim, I beg you, O South Africans, we beg you, O people of justice, we need to address all this with our politicians, with our law enforcement. South Africa has become the laughing stock in the world. Let us be honest about that. We have become the crime capital of the world, the gay capital of the world. Then you see ESCOM and all the shenanigans going on there, and the police and politicians. So remember that, and they paid for it in the elections as well. But remember, we have to put more pressure, and then we have to make sure we make peace with our Creator, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and creation. It's only Almighty Allah who will help us. Daily read chapter 7, verse 151. وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ, O beloved Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. You Allah alone are the most merciful one to show us mercy. Inshallah, today at this evening between 6 and 8, my brother Suleiman Esop will be in the studio with Naat Qiraat. Inshallah, we have something lighthearted, and that will be praising Almighty Allah, sending salutations upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in Arabic, Urdu, and so forth. So that will be between 6 and 8 tonight, inshallah. Tomorrow morning, we don't have this program. Tomorrow, Sunday, we have the Q&A in the afternoon between 2 and 4 with Hafiz Hussain Wadi and myself. So make dua for us, make dua for our country and the Ummah at large, the international community. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum.
Ustad, a listener says that I have 7 children, all daughters, Ustad. How should my will be divided upon them and my wife, Ustad?
MashaAllah, you don't tell us about your parents, my brother. So if you have parents, then the shares of the heirs will be as follows. Number one, for first, you know, is burial, funeral expenses. Number two is the debts of the deceased, personal debts, business, corporate debts. All debt must be paid immediately. Justice delayed is justice denied. Third one is wasiyah. Wasiyah is for, remember, non-heirs. It can be your neighbor, Muslim, non-Muslim, he's not your family, nothing. Or, for example, an organization. It could be for your grandchildren. It could be, you must remember, for your teachers. It could be for, adopted children. So all these will fall in the category of non-heirs. Maximum amount is 1/3 of the net estate after the burial expenses and debts of the deceased are paid. To bequeath, that is wasiyah, and fourth one, the shares of the heirs. So these are the different permutations. You pass away, so your wife 12.5%. You have parents, then 1/6, 1/6 for them, and 2/3, remember, for your 7 daughters. So that is how it will be. If you have, you must remember, that is your wife, and that is 12.5%, and you have, that is now the daughters, 7 of them, 2/3, and the mother only, or father only, then 1/6, 1/6. So in that way there, so we need to know about your parents, whether they are alive or not, and in that way it can be then solved, and then we can explain to you in further detail.
To the mother in Islam, says your Ustad, you said, dear Mufti Sab, when the corona came, it was a test. You said, dear Mufti Sab, when the looting and shooting came, you said it's a test. Now they're kidnapping our children. Is it a test also? I'm fed up of this country, mother in Islam, Ustad.
I just told you now, mother in Islam, just now while I was explaining to you, I said every person needs to do some introspection, some soul searching. If we are trying to do good, we read our daily salat, we do what Islam tells us to do, we mend our ties with human beings, we fulfill the commands of Almighty Allah, the instructions of Prophet Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then this time of things happen, the calamities, disasters, misfortune, then it is a trial. But when we violate and trample upon the laws of Almighty Allah, and then it happens, you must remember, is a punishment from Almighty Allah. But that punishment also is a blessing in disguise, because the person most of the time will change his life for the better and come nearer to Almighty Allah. So let us see the hadith Mustafa in Sahih Muslim. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Waylul lil Arab. Waylul lil Arab. And today me and you are seeing it with our own eyes. The destruction, humiliation of the Arab. Look at the Arab tenpot dictators, murtads, out of the fall of Islam, majority of them. So when did the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say this? Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh, the honorable wife of the Master alayhi wa sallam, says, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up and was so perturbed and concerned and said, today Ya'juj Ma'juj, Gog and Magog, they made a small opening in the big wall that was constructed and established by Zulqarnain. So she asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Zainab, that will we anuhulak wa fina salihun? Will we get destroyed when there are pious people in our midst? Qala na'am. The Master alayhi salam said, yes, idha kathur al khabath, when the vices are predominant. Which one can say today? Our own homes, our own environment, families, we see the vices have overtaken everything, 90% of the time. So we inviting the wrath and the anger of Almighty Allah. So when we do good, then fine, barakah will come. Walau anna ahal al-qura amanu wattaqaw lafatahna alayhim barakatim min as-samai wal-ard. When we have iman, we have taqwa and piety at all times, all places, circumstances, we will open the doors of barakah and blessing from the heavens and sky, from the land and sand. But when we do wrong things, then remember that we inviting the wrath and punishment. So every person has to do introspection, self-analysis, self-x-raying, and see which side of the fence we are. Are we really committed to Islam, or are we part-timers? We all know what the answer is.
Kenneth says here that, good morning, sir. They say that paying rent or owning your own house, which is better? Your religion states, live like a traveler. So that's just what I want to do. Pack my bags and keep moving till I die. Kenneth, Ustad.
So you must remember, my brother Kenneth, it all depends on people's circumstances. So if people have that money and so forth and so on, and they purchase a house, no interest and all that is involved, so we will say they should purchase that home. So you must remember, so that your wife, your children, all of them have that shelter and no problems. But if you are like me now, so there's no children, there's no nothing, it's is just me and my wife. So now I'm paying rental for 42 years and I'm very happy about it. I got the money in this sense to buy a house, small little house or something, with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. But why must I be very comfortable? Yeah, upar makan, niche the radio, you understand? So on top is the house, bottom is the studio, so it's so comfortable. Allah Ta'ala reward my cousin Bhuti Ghani and his whole family, his mother and marhum, all his father, grandparents. So all of them, so we have to look at our circumstances, so we must remember that. And in that way, that what are your circumstances? So you cannot, if you are a person, it's you alone or you and your wife, you don't have children and you want to go tour the world. That's what I did. You must remember that I felt, let me go and spend my money pre-corona, as they say. Now we have to speak in those terms, pre-corona and post-corona. So anyway, go here, go there, and so forth. So you have no regret, you know. So alhamdulillah. So we can't make a blanket ruling, my brother Kenneth. But don't go just as a tourist. Go to take lesson. I'm going this country, that country. See, I give you one example, my brother Kenneth. I went to Iguazu. You know Iguazu? There in Argentina and on the Brazilian side, both sides we went. Niagara, we went both sides, the American side, Canadian side. The Canadian side is much more impressive. So when we go there, it's not the tourist. We go there and we let the water, and remember the chinke. So the water, the splashes come upon us. And then we say, Ya Allah, we saw the water, the kudrat ka karishma. We saw your power on this earth, Ya Allah. Millions and billions of liters of water. But now we beg you, Ya Allah, that you envelope us in your special mercy also. Because you said, Wa rahmati wasiat kulla shay. My mercy envelopes and encompasses everything. So always give it that Islamic slant. Then that journey becomes a very good journey, my brother Kenneth.
I see Melanie, who starts from Umslanga, says, good morning, AK. You heard of the fourth wave of corona is around the corner in December. We all are afraid of dying. Melanie Ustad.
The only wave they don't see in South Africa, they will tell you in December the fourth wave is coming. They will tell you next year, March, April, or whenever the fifth wave is coming. But the one wave they can't tell us is about the corruption. Upilomali Baba. Understand? Tell us we're not the millions, not the billions, the trillions you stole. You must remember, any person who knows about economics, you know about politics, South Africa is in debt 4 trillion rand. How much? 4 trillion. You know what is 4 trillion? You put 4 and you put 12 notes there after that. So you must remember that. So that is trillion. You must remember that. So yesterday or day for yesterday, I was having meals with my wife. So I told her, you know, Poppy, that this country, 4 trillion. So 2 trillion they stole. The other 2 trillion may be debts and so forth. So that wave they don't see. You must remember that. And they want to come tell us the story of the fourth wave and this and all that. Who destroyed, you must remember, Eskom? Who destroyed SAA? Who destroyed the petrol price? December you'll be hitting 20 rand or January, and so an absolute disgrace. With the politicians, majority of them must hang their faces in shame, and our law enforcement also, remember that. So it is an absolute disaster. So you must remember, but we don't place our hope in people. We place our trust in Almighty Allah. I'll be very honest with you, Melanie, myself. Me, I don't believe that this is a pandemic. It's a plandemic. You must remember that. Yesterday, somebody sent to me wonderful statistics. You must remember this. And I will send it out today, inshallah. Yesterday, I had visitors. Today, I will send it out to everybody on all our groups. And then you must work it out. mathematically and see what percentage of world population are. So this is a plan by politicians, by media, by the, you must remember, the big, you know, pharmacies and so forth, their depopulation. Africa, for them, is a liability. You must remember, they want the hegemony, they want control. They say 7.5 billion people, too much, so we must bring it down to half, so that, oh, Bush spoke about this, Gaddafi spoke about this, Saddam Hussein spoke about this. Go see and read all their lectures and see. So it is something that was planned a long time ago, and we must not fall in the satanic trap. That is what we say.
I see Mr. Bishop is very angry, Ustad. He says, good morning, sir. I'm very upset with the Pope Francis saying that cancels the Bible and proposes to create a new book. Why can't the Bible just stay as the Bible, as the Holy Quran, Mr. Bishop Ustad?
But Mr. Bishop, how can you be surprised, my brother Bishop? I told you the other day, this Pope Francis, you must remember, he's busy with the woman also. And you're not seeing it, the Catholics, the Christians, that he says you must look at the menu, but you mustn't taste it. You must look at the menu. He's busy looking at some porn sites, according to the reports coming out. Whether it's true or fake, we don't know. But remember, this Pope, yeah, he's going to destroy Christianity even more. You see, the Pope before him, Pope Benedict, he spoke the truth. So what Pope Benedict said, Mr. Bishop, he said, if you know German, you can Google it and see it. I hope they didn't remove it. When I was in Europe, they showed me that Mr. Pope Benedict said that this Christianity, addressing his bishops and cardinals, is not the true religion. So they made sure they placed him under house arrest. They made sure he must resign. First time in 600 plus years a Pope resigns, you must remember that. And then they brought this maverick character, so you must remember this, Pope Francis. So why they brought him? He will dance to everybody's tune, you must remember that. He will say this Bible is outdated. He will say you must do this, you must do that. So many things he changed already of your religion. So my brother, you need to think, what is he doing? He's showing you what I told you. See, Islam, we have a constitution. The constitution is the noble Quran, then expounded and explained by the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also with wahi and revelation. Revelation is for all times, all places, all circumstances. There's no need and never can be amendments to the constitution. But in your case, there is not one person in the entire world, including Pope Benedict, Pope Francis, Pope this one, Pope that one, that could read for us the original Bible, the original book and constitution in the original language by heart, by memory. So it shows there are so many, and same thing with the Torah. You go to the rabbi and the Jews, you go to Israel, the rogue apartheid regime, ask them and demand them, no one can do so. So they have so many different copies of the Torah, the Gospel, the Injil, the Bible, that the versions are so different that even the virgins get confused and they blow their fuses. So you, all the bishops, you need to get together and say, it's about time you want the black pope. That is what you need to do. You see, again, the hegemony of the Vatican. How come they never had a black pope? You should ask that question, Mr. Bishop. So all this, you know, when they're going to choose the smoke, when they're going to choose the pope, then the smoke comes out. You know the story, Mr. Then you have to wait whether it is the black smoke coming out or the white smoke coming. You know better than me all this, Mr. Bishop. So they're pulling the wool over your eyes. Think about it, Mr. Bishop.
Iqbal wants to know, Ustad, can he take part or celebrate on the Black Friday, Ustad?
Remember, yesterday I sent out to many people who were asking about this. Do you know what is the history of Black Friday? Go and study the history of America. Go and study the history of Europe. Go and study the history of Belgium. Go and see what they did to the blacks and the slaves. You must remember that. If the father could not bring the food for the whites at that time, the masters, they would hang the children, you must say, in full view of their parents. If, you must remember, they could not do certain men work, then for them was murder. They would put the African children, black children, in cages, and the white children would run around them, and so forth. They treated them as subhuman, remember that, and they would call it Black Friday. At this Black Friday, all these slaves are for sale, and it is the stupidity and foolishness of Africa and so forth to promote Black Friday when they insulted your ancestors, when they insulted your forefathers. But you have sold your soul, you must remember. And therefore, for us as Muslims, every Friday is a Nurani Friday. You go and Google it. If you want it, ask me, 071-888-1184. Send me message. Just don't, I want no long stories. Just write Black Friday. I'll send you everything. You want to know about the percentage of people involved in Corona and so forth, just write Corona and we will send you the details and so forth. So you must remember, we must keep up with the times and understand what is really unfolding and so forth. That as far as African, Indian, all colored, for them we are non-entities, you must remember. We are just a liability. They want their hegemony to continue. So whether it is your IMF, whether it's your World Bank, whether the pharmaceutical companies, whether it is your big media, so that is what they want. If you don't understand that, then you're living in another planet, my brother. Any questions, Walter?
Walter, we'll start. Walter, he says, I really like you, AK, but why are you guys a target? I'm serious. It seems it's only happening to your rich Muslims. It's really, really sad. I hope you're not rich, AK. Ustad.
I'm not rich. You must remember, in monetary terms, we rich by heart, my brother. So you must remember that, and I'm very comfortable like that, my brother. So we Muslims also are to blame. You see, we Muslims, I don't say all, but many, when we have a function, then you will see that the Muslim guys, one guy pitches up with his Cadillac, other guy with a Rolls Royce, other guy with a Ferrari, and with a Porsche, and you know, the Porsche is waiting for me, I better go now. So we also show off too much. You understand? I mean, that's the fact. Let us be honest about this. So the people see all this, then they say, those people, yeah, lo Sulman, mani ingi mali. You see, they say the Sulman, Sulman mean Muslim. They have too much money they got. So we also cut down on all these things, my brother, my sister. Have sample. My child is born, put on the profile. So we already make ourselves targets and all these things. Allah alone protect us and remember, guide us to the truth. Thank you, my brother Walter. See you all on Monday, tomorrow, 2 to 4. Inshallah, will be Q&A. Brother, barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum.